He did not refuse to take the paperwork. It was not given to him. He's actually denied the paperwork. The head of the NRM Electoral Commission, which is the ruling party, Professor Tango Odoi, let him know that the rules require for him to make a payment first before he can have access to those forms. He also told him that in any event, the forms had been reverted to the Central Executive Committee, SEC, of the NRM to be discussed today. So he was unable to get a copy of the forms.
He said the demand for him to pay 20 million shillings before the forms are given to him is illegal. Is this the case?
It is so under the law, actually, because what he was looking at was the Presidential Elections Act as well as the Constitution itself. And it does show that in this case, there is nothing like that. There is no, according to him, there is no law that requires for somebody, an aspirant, to pay an amount of fees to get the nomination forms or to get the instructions.
Does that mean that he is ready to legally challenge this, since he, being an attorney himself, has that option?
That is something that, you know, he will do if he has to. But at the moment, the lawyers, as well as he, his lawyers have gone ahead to draft his complaint and what he's standing on to make those complaints to the Central Executive Committee to ask them to review the regulations. Because as it happens, he actually had a copy of the regulations, of the nomination forms. He had a copy anyway. So they've written and are hoping for redress. So at that point, until we hear from them, we really can't say what's going to happen.
His critics are saying that he appears to be playing a political game, knowing very well that he doesn't stand a chance of challenging the enormous support that incumbent President Museveni enjoys within the rank and file of the ruling party. So he's just playing a game to the gallery as they speak. What is your take on that?
I don't think so. I don't think anybody purchases anything, even in a store. You have to see the item that you are purchasing. So his request to have a copy of the form so he can understand the regulations was not out of order. It's not a game. It is a normal request by any person.
But
he is not refusing to pay. He's more than happy to pay. All he's asking for is to know what are the rules of the game before he begins to play it.
But he was a former Secretary General of the party. So
one
will wish to say that since he knows the ins and outs of the workings of the ruling party, he should not even claim that he doesn't know the rules governing it.
Excuse me, these are new rules. These rules did not exist until, a week ago? These are new rules. They were not in the party at all. Never have been. In fact, even as we speak, they are not in the party constitution. The way that Professor Tango Odoi, who is the head of the Electoral Commission, again, of the NRM, explained it, he says, you see, in the NRM party constitution, not much is said. Not many rules are set for the Electoral Commission. So what they have done is to create these new rules or extra rules to govern the process, which is fine. The only issue is that the rules that they have set are not correct, both in law and in the spirit of the law.
So does that mean that he thinks that he's somewhat being deprived or being prevented from legally challenging or following the due process to contest as a presidential aspirant within the NRM? Is that a suspicion?
That's correct. But again, that is again dependent on what Central Executive Committee decides to do. So it's premature at this point, you know, for him to come to that conclusion. Seeing what the rules are in these forms would lead you to that conclusion. However, again, he's seeking redress. He's asking the other members, you know, of the party, most especially SEC, to reconsider and look at. He's gone section by section in his letter to them to ask them to point out the different areas where there is contention, you know, which clash either with the Constitution or with the Presidential Elections Act. He's done that. So it's due diligence. And really now the ball is in their court to decide whether he's right or he's wrong and what they would like to do about it.